Intro.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Well, it's so hard to do. Like, you know, when you ask me to do something, I'm like, oh, you overthink the gap.
I didn't ask you to say what's up. I'm just asking you to say hello to people.
Right, here we are. Bit more energy.
That's a bit better, yeah.
That's a perfect intro. Just leave that. You telling him how to do an intro and him like, right, are we in?
Arthur.
McGinty!
Yeah, that's him.
He wants to know, if you were to go on Britain's Got Talent, what would you do to win the show?
Fuck's sake. Good question, Arthur.
I feel like this is just a recycled question that he asked. Do you have any hidden talents?
It is. No, that's exactly what it
that's
is.
That's a lazy question.
Oh. I actually have no talents when I think about it.
Neither do I. Doesn't, boys, do you know what the
like
worst
my job
thing
is? Doesn't even require talent.
No, you don't have a gimmick. You have talent.
What's his talent?
What is it?
Talking to people. Communicating.
I think that's, see that? Well, yeah. You that's the win. Bottom rung when it comes to anything in this life. That's why I always say to him, I can't stand how you
there
get
are very few skills that will get you further in life than being able to communicate well with other people.
I hate when, because I say to someone, now they do a podcast and whatever, and I'm like, it's actually fairly handy. Then someone's like, you don't realise how good you are at speaking and interviewing and waiting your turn. Yeah. I'm like, I talk and I listen. Mm. And I'm the best at that, am I? Mm. Come on.
We're human beings. The most basic form of communication we have is speaking to each other. And you're not able to do that with another human being. It shows the trajectory that society is on.
I'm sorry, society is on what trajectory? Because people have, for the last, 100 years, some people have been on radio shows and TV shows talking to other people, and they do it better than the general population. That's just the way it goes.
Do you not think that knowledge might
it doesn't mean that the whole of society has forgotten how to talk?
Do you not think people are getting worse at communicating with each other in terms of speaking?
I still think the point is you can still have a talent of communication.
Well, I'm not going to win Britain's Got Talent with that.
How are you, Simon?
What's your name and where'd you come from, Simon?
And you'd be like, you're the one who's auditioning, you tick.
Yeah.
You get next then.
Get up and do a stand-up comedy bit.
Best joke I ever heard in my life. Me and my mate still talk about it. It was Darren Conway when he done that. I know it was a gimmick on his on the live show of Astale.
Oh yeah.
But it was the best joke I ever heard. Who invented the camping? Henry the Tenth. Oi. Boys, honestly.
He told me that in here after the show the next day or the following
at
day.
This rate, that joke has been on Talking Bollocks more than Astale. Like,
it's hilarious. It deserves as much credit as I can. Yeah. My mate tried to say it the other night. He had a few drinks on him. He goes, who invented Tent and Henry the Camp? Oh, boys.
I love it.
I don't know. What, like, talent-wise, like, I'd love to say, like, I could juggle and all. I think juggling would be fairly easy to learn, no? Do you ever try it?
I've tried it and not got very far.
Hand-eye coordination and all that, no.
Just get into the rhythm of it, then.
So disrespectful that actually the more I think about people out here juggling boiling kettles and all, and we're like, oh, I'm reckon it's fairly easy.
I'm wondering about just a little fucking beanbag yokes that they give you to start with. I can get three of them going.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, but there's fucking,
no, I didn't say 10 or knives or bleeding farm animals, sorry, I just said juggling.
Still, people go on that and swallow swords and all. Yeah. I'm like, well, you listen, go home.
Do you remember those,
how do you find out you're good at swallowing a sword?
Good question.
Do you remember those 1 year there was a group of fellas on it and the talent was that they were lookalikes? So they had one fella that looked like David Beckham, one fella looked like Simon Cowell, and there was about 8 or 9 of them. And I remember, like, everyone was cheering and they got through, and I was like, what are you going to do in the next round? You look like Simon Cowell. That's your talent. You can't look like anybody else. That's going to run dry fairly quick.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So you've got no talents?
No. No, bro. Do you know what I hate? Do you know when you start a new job or you're doing a new thing or someone else new starts and it's like, what's your name, where'd you come from, give us an interesting fact about yourself? Oh my god, boys, I struggle. I scrape the bottom of the barrel. Like, I'm from Dublin, and sound, do you know what I mean? What's an interesting fact about yourself? I don't drink, really. Yeah, that interesting.
I do a podcast.
But yeah, but everyone does a podcast.
So it was probably interesting 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you're just part of the pack.
Do you want the next question?
Go on.
Jack says, would you take a free pass on your birthday when you can do absolutely whatever you want with absolutely no consequences?
I love it.
Every year for the rest of your life. Or you get 1 year living your dream life, doing whatever you want, wherever you want, with whoever you want, but During that year, you have to stay within all of the limits of law and decency.
I'm taking the free pass on my birthday.
Boy, how many of them are you going to get?
Doesn't matter.
60.
Doesn't matter.
And yeah. At what point do you stop being able to make the most of them?
Yeah.
Doesn't like, matter.
Doesn't matter. Getting 365
it's
days.
It's 365 of the same thing what you're getting for your birthday, though. You have to stay within the limits of the law.
Yeah. But you have everything, though, no?
No.
Oh, you living. Could go and live in a mansion in for the one year. Bahamas.
For 1 year.
Hang out with
for one
you want.
Day of the year.
Listen to me. For 1 year, you get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you doing that one day?
Whatever I want. Whatever. If I want to drive in the bus lane, on me phone.
That's your...
You can do...
Right.
You can do another. No consequences. He's like, I'll drive in the bus lane. That's your middle class. That's your idea. I'm breaking the law.
I'm not finished.
I'll drive in the bus. Calvin waiting all year to drive in the bus lane. Oh, that is very funny. I could go on my phone and drive in the bus lane. Yeah, middle class. Let's see. Oh, that's very fucking funny.
And then you I'd probably do some.
Said,
yeah, I'm even. This is how I'm leaving the gaff, boys. You just haven't even heard what the second part
we
is.
We don't need to hear it anymore. We don't need to hear it. Farty.
You just haven't even heard the rest of
we
the
don't need.
Day, boys.
Go on, give us the rest then. Give us the rest. Go on.
See, I can do whatever I want. Oh, boys.
Come on, tell us what you
wouldn't
want.
It be great if I wasn't like a model citizen who, do you know what I mean? I live a very straight life as there is.
Uh-huh.
So as if I'm waiting to go off the rails.
I imagine.
So hang on, right? I might take a dark turn now. Can I kill someone?
Yep.
There you go. Yo, Terrence, the 13th of November, you'd want to take a flight out of here.
I can pay someone to kill someone
no,
for
you
a
can't.
Whole year.
You can't. It has no, to be within the laws.
You can't do
you
that.
You didn't listen
well,
to the
it's not me breaking the law, is it?
Yes, that is breaking the law.
Is it? Yeah.
You didn't listen to the question.
That's how many laws are you unaware of at the moment?
No, but I mean, I thought like, yeah.
Read the
yeah.
question, the second half of the question now, because I don't think he listened to it.
All right, hang on.
I think you heard that. Yeah, you get whatever you get on your birthday.
He heard a bit of it.
For the year.
He started
and then off. No. And then you have.
Or here's the second option. Or you get a year living your dream life, doing whatever you want, wherever you want, with whoever you want. But you have to stay within all of the limits of law and decency.
Now,
so does that mean like we can't do drugs?
No,
nope,
can't
illegal.
Do drugs.
Now.
Can't kill people.
So that's what you're looking forward to the one day a year you can. One
when
day,
I say yeah. no consequence, does that mean you could go on a bender and you'd wake up fresh the next morning? I wonder.
Oh, is that a consequence? Yeah. A hangover a consequence?
Well, if you got back on it, yeah, you got.
Yeah,
yeah but is a hangover a consequence? I mean,
I would
general.
Say so, yeah.
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 Imagine. See, that Mora thing takes her up a notch, doesn't it?
Whatever you want.
Why are what, you two so keen to kill someone?
You know what I mean? You can drive through red lights.
Imagine you, right. we were in here today.
Yeah, we are in here today.
And it's my birthday. And you, not you, because I'm not killing you.
Thanks, bro.
But trying to think of a good. No, we're not killing anyone really, are we?
You never know.
But it's nice to have the option. It's like you know a 4 months.
Keeps people in check.
You're getting it.
Keeps people in check.
And everyone would know it. Everyone yeah. would be like, that Terrence fella is coming up to his birthday.
Yeah.
Bet they're going on the good terms with him.
You know what I mean? Keeps everyone in check. You can do whatever you want. I can go in and I could take whatever I want. I can get myself a new car for my birthday.
Does the other yeah. one not just mean, like, if you break the law, you can still get in trouble?
Yeah.
But that's if you get caught. Like,
what's the odds of you getting away with murdering somebody?
As in, because you in your mansion do loads of drugs and you wouldn't get caught.
Probably.
But that's yeah, like, but I was meaning that on the lower scale, but I mean like.
Because you kill someone in your mansion.
Yeah.
On the lower
scale. 30. I'm driving in the bus lane.
Why is that?
Any dealership in the country and I'm taking a car and I'm like, this is going to be my car for me for the rest of the this birthday till the next birthday.
Rob lots of cars.
But not, I only want one car. You know what I mean? You can do whatever
yeah,
you
literally
want.
Literally just go.
Walking through the airport onto whatever flight I want to wherever you want. And I'm going to get there quick, fast because I'm driving there in the bus lane. Simple as that.
That bus lemon was a cracker. You could have said, I'm going to murder someone. I'm going to go and find a billionaire in Ireland.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to get there? You're going to be stuck in traffic. You can't drive through traffic. Oh, well, you can. There's a lane on the left there that's usually always free.
You could have literally robbed the helicopter.
Yeah, how are you going to get the robbing the helicopter? I'm taking the one day, yeah. I look forward to my birthday. I know somebody used to take every day off, their birthday off every year from school, into college, into work now. They don't show up on their birthday. I thought it was fun in school. I was like, hey, I might give you the day off, that's gas and all, yeah. Then in college, I'll be like, are you coming in tomorrow? And you'll be like, no, it's my birthday. And
I legit always forget even how old I am.
How old are you?
27, I know now. I might have been thinking about it, but I mean, sometimes someone asks me how old I am. I'm like, what the fuck age am I? Do you give a bollocks about your birthday? Do you make a thing of it, yeah?
She would.
Yeah. But, so you're reminded.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck about it, to be honest. Another day, innit?
But yeah, but another day you can do whatever you want. I'm taking that. The one day, yeah, lads, it'd be great. Wouldn't it?
It would.
What are you taking on? You take the one day of the year. Because you've 365 days of going on a mad one and then you'll be just like, oh, remember that was good that time a couple of years ago, remember? That was it.
Yeah, I suppose we'll keep you going through the year. You'll be like, that one day. That day's coming up.
We need to get a new car, 2024 car. Next year, 2025, boom. Where will we go this year? Do you want to get the kitchen done? I'm going down to IKEA now to get as many flatbacks as you can get in the back of this fucking Tiguan. There you go.
You're doing a lot of work on your birthday.
Oh no!
You're not enjoying the day. You're giving yourself a
do you know, Owen,
heavy duty schedule to get through. Yeah. Carrying flat packs off my IKEA.
Oh no! Well,
enjoy the day.
But it actually gives me satisfaction.
You'd start dreading it, John. You'd start dreading
satisfaction in taking stuff that I don't have to pay for.
Stealing. Next email. Yeah,
go for it.
Arthur
McGinty.
He wants to know, what would you choose from these two? Would you rather never worry about money for the rest of your life, or never be unhappy or have a bad day?
Never be unhappy or have a bad day, obviously.
Yeah,
I hate all this shit where people are like convinced that like if I just had €1 million, all my problems would go. They would, yeah, for a short period of the time.
You'd have no problems.
Trust me, like. I'm not saying trust me, like, as if I have €1 million. I'm saying, like, money, like, because there was times in my life, many a times, where you struggle bad financially and you don't know how you're going to fucking make it. And then, and I'm only talking a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get to a point where you have money, you're making money, you're financially stable, you have the luxuries of going on a holiday and fucking doing things. Doesn't mean that your problems just go away on, do you get me?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's a bigger scale again. Like, if you're a fucking multi-billionaire, you can do whatever you want. But how long is that going to be good for?
Didn't Biggie have the song?
Do you know what I mean?
More money, more problems.
All right. Dean wants to know, Terry, if you could take one of Calvin's qualities away from him and you get it, but then you also know he can do the same to you. So what would you take from him? And Calvin, what would you take from Terry?
His brain. Clean out of his head, straight into mine.
So then he has no brain.
What? Does he not get mine? No.
You take it away from him.
Oh, right. Well, then I can't do that. I would take away. Yeah, I'd take your teeth away with a crack.
But then you have my teeth then.
Yes.
Your teeth are fresh out of mine.
Yeah, but your teeth are nice and you'd be gummy. Imagine you went in the bonus episode, not a tilt, man. I'd do that with a crack. That's what I'd do. I'd leave the man gummy, not a jelly in the bag.
I'd take Terrence's ability at playing darts because I know how much it means to him.
Yeah, that'd kill me. That hurt. There's not many things that you could have said worse than that. It's like me hidden little thing. Now we're in a pub. And you go, I'll try to that, Julie. And people go, ooh, I love that little feeling. Know that feeling when you're in front of people and they're like, ooh, it's like you make people laugh. Do you ever get that? Do you ever make crowd laugh when you go, that's the fuck?
Do you know what? Oh, I know he's had to get nervous.
I did, yeah.
Is a thing that's going to happen next week, yeah. We're going to do it. You have to give it to me, Terrence, and he's like,
been found out here, yeah.
Pick something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably picked the thing. Take me here, ain't you?
All right, another question for you. Chad.
Great name. Having
really?
It.
Really?
Having it.
Chad Mendes.
Having it. Is Chad short for something? Chadwick?
Just says Chad. So Chad wants to know.
How do you feel about Chad? Good name.
No.
No, you're having it.
No, too American for me.
Chad wants to know, would you rather never eat a hot meal ever again or never drink a cold drink ever again?
Cold drink.
Yeah.
Because a hot meal alone.
Yep.
Forever. Never a hot meal again. What are you eating for your dinner? Cold sandwich out of the fridge.
Every day.
Cereal.
Can you get hot
food? Can't even heat her up.
What if it's just cooled down? So what if like on Christmas Day, you're little dinner when it's cooled down?
That's
cold. I don't know. I'm just wondering what the limits are, the parameters here.
It has to be cold. Is it like food that's served cold or like hot food that is cold now? Do you know if that makes sense?
It has to be served cold. That's what he means.
No, I mean, you know, there's a certain food that is cold. Like ice cream is cold. Yeah. But like a Sunday dinner, it's hot food. But then if you leave it for an hour,
nah,
that's what I mean.
It has to be cold food, I'd imagine. It'd be like...
Yeah, probably.
So you can't have just
cooked
dishes that are cooked but then left cold. So you're eating a cold Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
That's why I read that question.
No, I think it's... I'm guessing it's, yeah.
Like...
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Or beans just straight from the tin.
Yeah.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Beetroot. Boys, beetroot's underrated in this world.
Yeah.
Beetroot's not bad.
I'd eat a jar of beetroot with a fork. Yeah.
I'm taking them or having a cold drink again.
Yeah. What are we missing out on, boys? We're all strung out in Coke Zero. Let's not get it twisted. And I mean strung out on it.
Like you can hydrate yourself with coffee.
Oh, wait. See? We couldn't have water.
No.
Cold water you couldn't have. Room temperature water.
Parched, putting on the kettle.
Mm.
After coming in from a run.
Oh, no. Summer's day on. I feel sick. I feel sick. A hot chocolate after a run.
Boys, hot chocolate's a heavy tack, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh,
it's a dessert. It's a full serving of a meal. Like, don't understand how people do be going around drinking them on a daily basis.
Yeah,
cream and sprinkles and all that. You're fucking 6 years of age.
Right, so everyone's keeping the hot meals.
Yeah, go on, Chad. We put a bit in with Terrence reads out his list because I actually want to see that.
Do you want to see the list?
Show us our list there, Terry.
Top five. Rush Hour went to one by default, didn't it?
Yeah.
Rush Hour 2, no?
Yeah, Rush Hour 2 went to number one by default.
Right, so that's one.
We should have wrote this down now. We're not getting that list back.
Do you know what I know? If you put that out there, can somebody give us Terrence's list and order somebody will pull that together for us?
Yeah.
What's on your list anyways?
Training Day. Watch that. Dirt. Right. So I'm deleting that one sec. Castaway.
Good film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martian.
Good film.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgeball.
Good film.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah.
American History X.
Yeah.
Fear of 13.
Who gave him that one? Did you give him that one?
No.
Who the fuck gave you that one?
That wasn't us.
No, it was, boys. No. This list is strictly bonus.
This wasn't us. Fear of 13.
I've never even heard of that.
Have I got a Fear of 13?
A British documentary film. Story of the American Nick Yaris, who was convicted and sentenced to...
I know it. It's on Netflix. He was on... is that a bald fella? He's on, he was on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He was on Joe Rogan, yeah.
So it was you who told him then?
No.
I
put it in myself after watching Joe Rogan, did I?
Probably.
Remember I was telling you a story about your man who got away? Is that him?
Could be him, yeah. That could be him, yeah.
I don't know. It's there anyways. Dead Man Shows.
Yeah.
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
And Stall It, JFK.
You get through that in a weekend.
Easy.
Considering you've already got Training Day under the belt.
Boys, hell, I was on a roll with the films, wasn't I? And then I started the Peaky Blinders again.
Surely there has to be another film we can add in there. The Shawshank. You haven't even got it on your list yet. Oh. He hasn't even put it on his list.
Jesus Christ, Terrence.
Shawshank
Redemption, yeah.
Shawshank Redemption. Do you know what's going to kill me, Owen? Do you know when you watch a film and you know it's one of the best films ever? Like The Equalizer 3, yeah? And when you watch it, you know you've watched it. So you'll never
have that feeling of not seeing it for the first time.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because I know The Shawshank is the best film of all time.
But you often enjoy a film more the second time.
That's fair, very fair. Especially when you don't really remember it.
When you're not too concerned about keeping up with the story.
You just enjoy
you know
it,
the story, you can sit back and properly enjoy it.
But I know when I finish that, I'm going to go, fuck. I know it. Because I ask any person in the world what film And they say The Shawshank.
It's so obvious though. Like it's so obvious that people will stop suggesting it and be like, just assuming that you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teddy, go home and watch it tonight, honestly, mate.
Right, I'll watch that if you watch Equalizer 3.
No.
What do you mean, no? Just watch it.
That's not the same thing.
Owen.
It's not the same thing.
Will you watch it?
Equalizer 3?
Yeah.
No.
No. No, actually.
It's not the same.
Why would either of us waste 2 hours of our night?
Not wasting 2 hours, pal. I promise you. It's better than Training Day. Boys, Training Day didn't do it for me, honest to God. Like,
were you paying attention to it?
No.
Well.
But I think I wasn't invested. Because the first 10 minutes didn't get me. It's usually, I need a film that starts. And it's, she hits the fan.
Right, so.
Get going. And it's like, oh, how would he get
you were on your phone for the first 10 minutes. And then after 10 minutes, you decided you had
did you watch
and
it
then you came
to
in here and told us that it wasn't.
You didn't even finish it.
You didn't finish it.
I don't draw about 50 minutes.
You didn't even see the King Kong speech.
No, and that's the only reason why I was watching it, because I've seen that. I've seen that speech on me.
I don't think that counts as you.
No, it doesn't count as watching it.
No.
I don't even think it can be on the list. You have to go again, bro.
Boys, only me over here racking the films up, yeah? I always haven't watched a film. Not one Equalizer, but have you not seen an Equalizer?
I watched a bit of the first one and it wasn't for me. But,
and I'm not going to take that away. I thought it was good now. But Tim and Trey, boys, they're spectacular. That's unbelievable. Just, hey, I bet you's like your man has fucking DUIs and all. He was banned from driving and all, this fella was.
What? What the fuck are you on?
That's like, did you hear about that fella in Ecuador? Look him up there. All right, yeah. Population of 60 million people.
He's obviously an actor.
Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Has DUIs and all.
But he's famous. I think he got locked up in him.
Actors with DUIs, go on.
No, I'm not looking that up.
Good.
Don't be bothered. If you can't watch Training Day, why should any of us do anything?
He has a point, Teddy.
Wait.
Why did you say, I bet you was like your man?
John Wick.
Keanu Reeves.
Him.
Does he have DUIs?
Does he not know? Is that not what he's known for? Oh.
That's not what he's known for.
Well, obviously he's known as an actor now, but is he not known from like coming back from fucking...
No, I don't think
no,
he...
No, not Keanu Reeves, no.
No.
Robert Downey Jr. is. Robert Downey Jr. was like literally done. Life checked out. Good luck, then
I
he came back.
I'm not getting that mixed up, but I bet you have watched John Wick, yeah?
Yeah.
And you like John Wick.
Yeah. John Wick's a great film. You were saying The Equalizer is better than John Wick?
Yeah, The Equalizer is more realistic, bro. Is that not mad fake? Does he not stop bullets and all?
No, that's The Matrix. It's the same actor. Different film.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. When you're watching The Shawshank?
Sunday.
Right, good show.
Sunday, I'm going to God's Day. I'm going to watch it on Sunday.
Right.
On Sunday, good day for The Shawshank.
The best day. Yeah.
Right, so any questions, send them to Talking Bollocks at Go Loud Now.
Jesus.
Parents usually does it.
At Talking Bollocks at GoLoudNow.com. Send me your nicknames, send me your dilemmas, send me your questions.
Movie,
send me your facts.
Film recommendations.
Mm-hmm. And you just want Talking Bollocks at GoLoudNow.com. Take us out on. Boom! What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the door. Tell your body your head. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that. The Hypnogger. Come on.